This altcoin is on the verge of a massive breakout, and the best possible time to get in is right now.
We are all still very early to this project because it only just launched. And now that all the early investors are out, it is up only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be discussing an altcoin, which is on the verge of a massive breakout because it just launched and the post-launch dump is now over. All the early investors are out. And when you learn about the catalysts and the roadmap ahead, you'll understand that it is up only.
This is one of the ways that we probably make some of our biggest money in this industry. And that is waiting for post-launch dumps on new tokens. We often advise, and we are not financial advisors, but there are times where you need to look at the tokenomics and understand that, look, yes, there's a lot of insiders who might have received tokens ahead of time and have dumped a number of those tokens post-launch because they're up 10, 20, 30x on their initial investment. But when you have a team that has been developing for the past 5 years, they're showing traction, they have partnerships, they're about to be generating nearly billions of dollars in revenue over the foreseeable future, that is when you like to scoop up projects that have, you know, quote unquote, bottomed out. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this chart, it looks as though it's reached that point. A lot of the insiders are out. It looks like it's bottomed out. And now the catalysts are about to start hitting. And we have so much alpha in this episode that it's hard not to be extremely bullish on this altcoin with such a tiny market cap.
For sure. And before we get into the project and all the insanely bullish partnerships and updates that could send this to the moon, I want to pose a question to you. Would you rather we talk about coins on this show that are up 5,000% and try to convince people to buy the top of a coin that's going to dump? Or would you rather us talk about new coins that have experienced their post-launch dumps, which are sitting at extremely undervalued market caps and are way oversold, that you could potentially pick up for penny on the dollar, and that's where you actually find 100Xs in crypto? Like, the coin we're going to be talking about today is sitting at like a $4-5 million market cap.
Yeah.
And they're working on nine-figure IP data deals. Like, the valuation of this company could sit around $1 billion in a year's time. And the opportunity at sitting at a $5 million market cap, this doesn't come along every day.
This is a project that has gained worldwide recognition over the last 8 years. This isn't a project that just decided to launch a token yesterday. They have been building, they have formed partnerships globally. They are working with Singapore University. They are partnered with top-tier institutions like the King's College of London. Mm-hmm. They're working with Fargon Pharma, which has a $1.5 billion market cap that does close to $1 billion in revenue annually. That doesn't just happen when you just launch a token and then hope to build a product. These guys already have the infrastructure there. They are working with VeChain, so they're working with some of the biggest names in the Web3 space, like Secret Network as well, to keep data confidential. Mm-hmm. VeChain for the transparency from the supply chain perspective. So they're working with a lot of big name companies and institutions globally. Mm-hmm. And I like that a lot.
For sure. Now, when we like to find crypto altcoins that we hold long-term in our portfolio, there's a number of green flags, check marks that we look for. And one of them is companies that have built a real business model before they launch a token. And these guys have done that. They have a multi-million dollar business and are now just getting into blockchain and crypto, and in doing so have become the world's leading AI epigenetic provider. This is becoming a leader in decentralized science, AI, epigenetics, which is the study of people's DNA samples to then offer them personalized and tailored healthcare solutions, right? And we've covered this company before, but now the timing is perfect to scoop up a project that could become an industry leader at a tiny valuation, and the name of it is Mudo Hub. The ticker is DNA.
Okay, now all these things have just been announced, and a majority of people have probably missed it because they're sleeping on this gem. Mm-hmm. So here are some of the catalysts and announcements that were just made that are going to send this thing to the stratosphere, in my opinion. All right, so the first one is their Web3 app has just entered beta phase. And this is extremely important because this will be the first AI-powered app for hyper-personalized data health recommendations that will be tailoring your data to you for hyper-personalized to receive the supplements necessary to ensure that you see longevity, increased health, you know, fat loss, and all these things. Mm-hmm. Nobody else on the planet is doing that. They're using VeChain supply chain tracking. They're using secret networks privacy protocols. This is the first AI health coach that is just launched in Q1. I think this is absolutely massive to get into the hands of the masses.
Yeah, 100%. And when you see them working with a company like VeChain, which is in the top like 30 or 40 for cryptos, this is a blue chip. They're not going to be partnering with their services to just anyone. So that to me solidifies the fact that Mudo Hub and DNA is on the right track for success. Then we look into all the different partnerships, and these guys just hammer home the partnerships. That's why we like this team is nonstop. If you haven't already, we interviewed the CEO, Sam, like a couple weeks ago or a month ago, whatever. Go listen to that interview because you can just see the passion and like how these guys just continue to form insane partnerships. But some of the ones we want to highlight for you today, which I, most people probably missed, is one, they're getting into gaming. And gaming is a multi-billion, possibly trillion-dollar sector around the world, one of the fastest-growing industries in the world. And health for gamers to track like biometrics and improve cognitive performance and adopt healthier gaming habits, this is a huge, huge trend around the world. And Mudo Hub, with their partnership with Moontropica, is getting into this. And I think what you're going to see is Mudo Hub continue to partner with different gaming, both in Web2 and Web3, and establish themselves potentially as like the number one decentralized science potentially solution for gamers. So I think the value proposition there is massive.
Okay. And they're also in Mudo Hub is also integrating with this thing called Kudus. It's a wearable AI driven health tracking device. So you can think of them as this is like smart rings, AI, you know, think like Accent Out type of thing, right? And this is an analytics project, and they're going to be leveraging Mudo Hub for real time biometric tracking. And this is going to give Mudo users the ability to monitor vital data within their own body. And I think this is a key partnership because these guys have already sold thousands of rings. They already have thousands of customers. Again, it's just bringing more customers to Mudo, which is ultimately going to drive more revenue.
For sure. Another partnership I really like is the one with Fidium Group. So we look for things to do with our tokens, especially in the case of Mudo Hub DNA token, which is a long-term hold for us. Well, what this means is that we could be seeing staking coming live for DNA holders. And staking is huge. You lock up your tokens for any 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and you receive yield. You receive more tokens. So if you do believe in Mudo Hub and DNA long term, the fact that staking could be coming and also integrating with fiat banking, debit cards, all that kind of stuff. But for me, I really like this because staking is coming for DNA holders, and that is massive for people to lock up their tokens long term, which leads to price go up.
They've also just, so another massive thing, and this is a global scale partnership with the King's College of London. They're also working with Stavanger University Hospital. So again, massive institutions in the healthcare space. And they're using cutting edge science to tackle the early detection of cognitive decline. So the fact that they're tapping into Mudo Hub and leveraging their expertise in epigenetics and personalized health to be working alongside such big names like the King's College of London, you know, they're exploring the therapeutic potentials of these different compounds when it comes to cannabinoids and mushrooms and all these things. I mean, this is groundbreaking, in my opinion.
For sure. And they're becoming one of the global leaders in this new cognitive health movement, like saying that, going back to what I was talking about, gaming. And now you see them working with King's College of London. They're also now investing in Oxford IP commercialization. Oxford. Like, Think about I think they already worked with the National University of Singapore, King's College London, Oxford IP. Like, Moodle Hub is working with the best educational institutions in the entire world. And let me remind you that the market cap of this crypto project is under $6.5 million. It is a low cap gem that has been dumped post launch, which is normal in crypto because pre-sale investors get in early. But think about all these partnerships. This thing is going global. They're working with only the best, and they have real technology that is helping people live healthier lives. It is, and they keep executing on it, which is the most impressive part.
Yeah, and here's another global expansion, another massive distribution partnership that just occurred. They just secured, and this is huge, a major distribution deal in Hungary and in the Baltics to further solidify their global presence. With this, these become industry leaders that have conducted tens of millions of DNA tests globally. And they're now set to push Moodle Hub products along for the ride.
Yep.
That is so much revenue that is going to be pumped into Moodle. And that is so much value to the DNA token holders. Yep. In my opinion, this is one of the bigger announcements that they've made to date.
100%. And then what do we have later? They've announced that this is coming later this year, is the Moodle Data Marketplace, launching in either Q2 or Q3 of this year. So what's happened is Moodle Hub is, you know, collecting all this data, and you can monetize your data, get rewarded for contributing your data. But what can they do with this data? They can leverage this to build AI health agents. And we've seen how popular this AI agent buzzword and AI agent industry, both in Web 2 and Web 3, it is kind of the new paradigm of AI. And what they can do with this data is not only build personalized AI agents for healthcare, but also, again, unlock value for people that are contributing their data to Moodle Hub. So we know that if you listen to that interview with Sam, he talked about like how valuable healthcare data is and how much data that Moodle Hub is accumulating and both rewarding people for contributing it. But now with this AI agent thing and a few of these partnerships, they're going to start leveraging this data, which could be potentially worth $100 million or more, into their ecosystem. And again, we throw around these numbers and these partnerships, 100 million top partnerships. And I just want to pound the table again and say, look, the market cap of this token is $5 million.
Yeah.
They have so many bullish catalysts that have just been announced or are coming later this year. And this team is nonstop delivering. And again, look at the chart. It's bottomed out. Do you want to get into one of these blue chips at the top? Or do you want to get into a potential blue chip at the bottom? That's why we wanted to give you all of this new alpha as soon as it came out with Moodle Hub, the DNA token today.
They're doing all the right things. Global expansions. They're entering into new ecosystems. Like, who would have thought, you know, healthcare with these gamers? Mm-hmm. You know, there's 3 billion gamers worldwide. And if these gamers can end up ultimately improving their gameplay and getting more sponsorships and all these things, man, it's like, who else is Moodle going to tap into, you know? Like, there's just so many avenues here to generate revenue. And I think once they start to show that they are generating all this money, there's no stopping this train.
And, you know, we should also mention the tailwinds for decentralized science in America. We saw an article come out recently that said the Trump administration they're embracing DeSci. This is huge. That means the president of the most powerful country in the world is looking for alternative healthcare solutions. And when you see a leader in this exact sector like Moodle Hub so undervalued, and then you have bullish tailwinds from USA crypto, all this money that could be flowing into DeSci, and you see the partnerships that Moodle has made, I think once you see DeSci rebound, that's another bullish catalyst specifically for the DNA token.
I also think you need to go watch that interview that we did with Sam, because that guy is fired up. And those are the type of people you want to be investing in. It's the founders who are passionate. They don't sleep because they want to see nothing but success. The way he answered every single question in that interview, man, this guy knows his fucking shit.
100%.
You know, this is somebody you want driving your project. This is a guy you can get behind. You got to watch it. It's like really impressive.
For sure. So I think there's going to be a big breakout coming for Moodle Hub, the DNA token. This is one of our long-term holds in our DeSci portfolio, our main portfolio. I think the future is bright. And from a $5 million market cap, I think we could see massive returns. Of course, not financial advice.
All right, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.